guys look very pretty today.
Thank you.
Everybody looks handsome, very handsome. Look very pretty. Everybody looks pretty today, don't they? We all kind of dress up when we come to church, don't we? Sometimes we dress way up, don't we? Sparkle. But you know, I got a story to tell you today from the Bible about dressing up. It comes to us from 1 Peter 3 and from 1 Samuel 16. Listen to God's word here. Your beauty should not come from outward adornment, such as braided hair and the wearing of gold jewelry and fine clothes. Instead, it should be that of your inner self, the unfading beauty of a gentle and quiet spirit, which is of great worth in God's sight. Nicole did not hear that quiet spirit part. And in 1 Samuel, it says, man looks at the outward appearance, but the Lord looks at the heart. I have all kinds of sound effects this morning. So I brought a couple of things to show you. I have had some company lately. My cousins have been in, and I have a cousin that broke her foot at school. She was tacking up stuff on her wall to teach the children, and she fell off a chair. Why she was on the chair to tack the stuff up on, we're not real sure, but she fell off the chair and she broke her foot. And another cousin fell in a hospital parking lot and broke her leg. And so I've got some x-rays to show you. Look at that. That's a foot x-ray. One's right and one's broken.
That's a broken one.
That's the broken one. You like
that's
that?
A good one.
That's a good one. See that? Oh, that one's broken. Can you see? Looky there. See how that's broken? You want to see? See the broken foot? You want to see that again? It's kind of interesting, isn't it?
That's
the broken one.
And that's a good one.
And that's a good one. You got it. And then look at that. Is that cool?
That's a whole body x-ray.
I know.
That's a castle.
A castle? It's a chest x-ray. We're having all kinds of fun up here.
Is she okay?
She's smiling.
Did you get so excited to see that? Yeah? Okay. I got one more for you.
That's a hand x-ray.
That's a hand x-ray. Look at that.
Which one?
Yeah.
Broken.
Can you see? What is that? Look, it's your hand. Put your hand right up there to it. Look at that. Was that cool or what? Go ahead, put it in there. Yeah.
Which one's broken?
Neither one of those is broken. That's a good hand x-ray. Mm-hmm. See? Just like that. Yep. Got it?
Yep.
Neat, huh? So, what does an x-ray tell us?
It tells us about all your bones. It
tells you about your bones and things that are inside. What, Lauren?
Your heart is having problems or stuff.
Yep. It can tell you all kinds of things about the inside of you, can't it? So when you go to a doctor and you have a problem and they can't see what it looks like on the outside, they do an x-ray to see what you look like on the inside, don't they?
Yes.
Yes. So what do you think God does with us? Does God see what's on the outside of us or the inside?
The inside.
Yeah. So does God need an x-ray?
No.
No. You want to see that again? Yeah.
Can I do that again?
Mm-hmm. So God sees what's on the inside of us, doesn't he? So what should everybody else see? What should everybody else see? Whoa. Okay, somebody answer the question. What should everybody else see? Okay, Lauren.
No one except God can see the inside, so people can't see the outside unless we show them how much God loves us.
That's true. Lauren said that only God can see the inside of us, and a doctor if he does an x-ray, I guess, huh? So people should see what's on the inside by how we act, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's kind of what you said? So the world around us, if we show only what we see on the outside, people don't really maybe know what we are like, do they?
No.
So if we took an x-ray of this whole building and all the people sitting in it right now, we'd see a lot of different things, wouldn't we?
Yes.
Yes. So let's pray today that what we see when we do an x-ray of this building and all the people in it, that everybody outside sees what's inside of us, right?
Yes.
What's inside our hearts, the gentle spirit that God talks about, right? And not just the outward sparkles that we have on, right? Yes. Let's ask God to be with us, to show the world what's on the inside of us, and that the inside of us is all nice and sweet and gentle and kind, right? We don't want anybody to see anything mean, do we? No, not when they look on the inside. Let's be a welcoming church. Welcome Pastor Larry and Cindy, and have the whole world see what a welcoming place we are. Okay? Let's bow our heads. Dear Heavenly Father, help us to always have on the inside even more beauty than what we project on the outside. Help the world to see our inner self, that you can see all the time, is what we need to show to the world that we are loving and giving and kind-hearted. In Jesus' name we ask all things. Amen.